This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Dawson Trotman coined the phrase and wrote a pamphlet titled, Born to Reproduce. Paul the Apostle might not have coined the phrase, but he lived it. We saw in our study of his farewell address that he reproduced himself in the lives of Aquila and Priscilla. He joined them in their tent-making business in Corinth. By the time he left Corinth for Ephesus, he took them with him and left them there while he went on to Jerusalem. He believed they would be able to carry on the work of planting a church in Ephesus. When he returned, sure enough, there was a group of believers ready to receive further training by Paul. Aquila and Priscilla, in turn, when they heard Apollos speak in the synagogue, realized he was well-schooled in the Old Testament and had heard about the ministry of John the Baptist, including his introduction of Jesus as the Messiah. But there was something missing. So they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. Their impact in his life prepared him to go to Corinth and be a great help to those who by grace had believed, for he vigorously refuted the Jews in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. They were born to reproduce. Then Paul met with the elders from the church in Ephesus and committed them to God and the word of his grace, which can build you up. In other words, Paul told the elders they were born to reproduce. Yes, our study was about the importance of learning that each of us, as believers, were born to reproduce. Are you fulfilling your calling? If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.